Test 64, Section 3, Question 24. And here, we're looking for what would strengthen the argument. And what we get is it says, if one wants to succeed, then one should act as though one were genuinely confident about one's abilities, even if one actually distrusts one's skills. So it's kind of the fake it till you make it idea. It's saying, if you want to succeed, act like you're confident, even if you're not. Success is much more easily obtained by those who genuinely believe themselves capable of succeeding than by those filled with self-doubt. So that's our evidence. So the conclusion is first sentence, which is if you want to succeed, act as though you're really confident, even if you're not. And the evidence is success is more easily obtained by those who believe themselves capable than those with self-doubt. Now the gap here, and I think it's fairly clear, is there's a gap between acting as though when we're genuinely confident and genuinely believing ourselves. And so you've got to assume in this case that acting as though we're genuinely confident somehow translates into a genuine belief. And so that's what I would look for. There are other ways, but that's a clear gap. So answer choice A, those who convince others that they're capable of succeeding usually have few self-doubts. Well, I wasn't really sure that convincing others was relevant here. Genuine confidence is often a byproduct of pretended self-confidence. Well, maybe, because that would say if you pretend to have self-confidence, then you often are going to get that genuine confidence. So yeah, that would help at least a little bit. So I like B. Success is usually more a matter of luck or determination than skill. Well, that's not really going to help us here in saying that believing comes from acting as though we are confident. Many people who behave in a self-confident manner are genuinely confident. Well, there's a couple of things here. It's got the right parts, but it's saying that there's a correlation between those, but it doesn't say that the acting, behaving in a self-confident manner causes that genuine confidence, whereas B does, and so it's better at creating that causal link. And then E, self-doubt can hamper as well as aid the development of skills necessary for success. Well, okay, that sort of doesn't really help. It doesn't say a whole lot positive in terms of acting as though we can do it. And so therefore, answer choice B is definitely the best one.